wording wrapping hood from the Tom Tom Club. Oh, we got words for you today. I'm Steve Scher. This is The Record.
I'm Marcy Silman. Well, one word. Today, the Seattle City Council looks at a proposal to fund universal pre-kindergarten classes, pre-K. Mayor Ed Murray announced the plan last week, calling for a $58 million property tax. The ultimate goal is to support 2,000 preschool students in 100 classrooms by the year 2018. Seattle's not the only city that's trying to implement universal pre-K. Boston is in the middle of a similar effort. Incidentally, Boston is where a lot of the research on pre-K comes from. Joining us now to talk about it all is David Scharfenberg, a reporter for WBUR Radio in Boston. Hi, David.
How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're well, too. Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh is calling for universal pre-K, just like our mayor. What does Mayor Walsh have in mind?
So he is the first new mayor in Boston in 20 years, and like Ed Murray out there, he campaigned in part on confronting income inequality, and he saw universal preschool as sort of a central plank in that effort. And he is calling for universal pre-K by the end of his first term in 2018, and that essentially means doubling the current number of slots, which stands at about 2,300 right now.
What stage of the process in this new program are you at?
So he added 100 new slots in his first budget, so that was sort of a down payment here. But earlier this month, he announced a 27-member advisory committee, and they are tasked with delivering him a plan for instituting universal pre-K by 2018. They are going to deliver that plan in November. The big hurdles here, and I think you're seeing something similar out there, are A, just finding classroom space, finding room for these pre-K students, and secondly, finding the money. Estimates range from about $18 to $28 million per year here in additional funds to make universal preschool happen. That's real money, of course, but it's a relatively small slice of the school district's billion-dollar budget, so they're hoping they can make it happen one way or the other.
Well, our mayor's proposing a property tax levy. Any ideas for funding in Boston?
It's unclear yet. Nothing specific has been laid out. It's possible that they could seek, you know, additional fees on, say, hotel stays here. The governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, made a big push a year or so ago to make universal pre-K happen on a statewide level. The state legislature balked at that, so a little unclear at the moment.
David Scharfenberg, how many pre-K slots are we talking about in Boston? How many kids?
So we've currently got about 2,300, and we would need to roughly double that to meet the current demand. The population, of course, is growing here, so we'd have to add, you know, a couple hundred here and there, probably beyond that in the years to come. But at the moment, they're looking to double it.
What models is Boston looking at as far as other cities that have tried this? I don't know how many are.
So Boston is really looking more at expanding its own program as opposed to elsewhere. Perhaps we're a little parochial here, or we think we've got something good on our hands. But Boston, in fairness, is viewed as sort of a hub of this universal preschool movement, or at least high-quality preschool. We're not universal yet, but high-quality preschool, and that's really the aim here, along with New Jersey, Oklahoma, often held up as national examples. And we really are seeing this all over the country in states both blue and red, Alabama, Michigan, Minnesota, the city of San Antonio, Texas. They have all either launched new programs or expanded existing ones just in the last year or so.
I'm talking with WBUR reporter David Scharfenberg, and you mentioned quality of preschool. I understand Harvard did an in-depth study about preschool, specifically in Boston. When we talk about quality, what were they looking at?
So Harvard did do this big study last year. That's really been a source of a lot of national attention for the Boston program. They found bigger gains in math and vocabulary than in any other large-scale pre-kindergarten program in the country. They couldn't definitively identify the causes, but they suggest it is the quality of the program that's really making the difference here. That means a rigorous curriculum. It means teachers with the same qualifications as those in the upper grades. These are teachers who have to get master's degrees, just like a first or second grade teacher or a high school teacher, for that matter. That's not the case in a lot of programs around the country. And the most important piece, maybe, this intensive tutoring program, which they have for teachers. You have kind of master teachers in the classroom sitting there taking notes and providing advice on all kinds of things. I saw this up close. I mean, it's things as simple as advising teachers to get down on the level of the kids, or more advanced concepts. I saw one kind of master teacher tell a newer teacher that she should really show photos of previous projects to kids so that they can kind of develop conceptual learning over time, connect one program to another. But the folks here in Boston are really sold on this notion of quality. And that, of course, is expensive, but they think it's important.
Well, that's interesting. Quality, is there a consensus about the importance of pre-K in general?
So the big question here in policy circles is that of staying power. We had a big kind of gold standard review of the federally funded Head Start program a few years back, and it showed any academic gains fading by the third grade. Even the Boston study here documented gains over the course of a single year. It didn't look beyond that. So skeptics say, look, we just don't know if any gains in preschool really hold up over time and have, you know, long-term impacts on income inequality, et cetera. And so they're wondering if it's really worth the investment. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't seem to be holding back governors all over the country or mayors in cities like Seattle and Boston.
David Scharfenberg's a reporter for WBUR in Boston. Thanks for talking with us, David.
Thank you.
The Seattle City Council today takes up Mayor Ed Murray's proposal to fund a universal pre-K program with a $58 million property tax levy. With Steve Scherer, I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with The Record.